La 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 Shabbos. Our first was Bizchus Shabbos HaKadosh, the Holy Shabbos. A couple of weeks ago we had the Yahrzeit of Yehoshua ben Nun. And tonight we're here to talk a little bit about the Naftali Tzvi of Rupshitz. The Rupshitzer. I really don't want to speak tonight. We have a lot of people, Baruch Hashem, who are going to share some Torah stories. For those of you that were in Poland, so we were at the Kever of the Rupshitzer. You might have seen the Sefer Zera Kodesh, which was there. The Rupshitzer was very well known for his davening, for his love of the Mitzvah of Sukkah. He was a tremendous Baal Menagim, tremendous musical abilities as well, and he was very witty, extremely smart. For those of you that were in Poland, I'll just remind you quickly of the story, for those of you that weren't, that Rav Olshan told over that the Rupshitzer's wife used to make a potato kugel for Shabbos, every Shabbos, and she was a little bit stingy when it came to putting in the schmaltz, the fat in the kugel. And he would always say, no, you want to put a little bit more? But she wouldn't. And she would go so far as to lock the schmaltz up in a cabinet and keep the key in her pocket. But she was a very stark davener. When she would daven, the world would be falling around and she wouldn't even notice. What the Rupshitzer would do was when she was davening, he would reach his hand into her pocket, take the key, open the cabinet, grab a nice handful of schmaltz, add it into the kugel in the oven, put the key back in. And an hour later, when the kugel came out, it was mamash, it was like overflowing, huge, geschmack kugel. And his wife turned to him and said, oh, you see? I know how to make kugel. I know exactly what to do. So he said, yes, it's in the schus of your tfilos and my masam tovim. Right? So that was the Rupshitzer. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Melech of Luzhansk when he first got into Chassidus. Not going to get into the whole history of stuff, but he was a very, very unique personality, which hopefully we're going to get to hear a little bit more about. Just share over one idea, which we were learning Rav Shor today, and Rav Shor touched on an idea that the Rupshitzer says, and that is, someone once asked Rav Naftali, how can a person daven and be mevatel a gzera, decree? If Hashem decreed that, chas v'shalom, a person's sick, right? How is your tefillah going to go and help? And the Rupshitzer said that when a person davens, a person's tefillah has the ability to create a new reality, to create mamish, a new mitzias, a new world. And in that new world, it's very possible that the kriya of Hashem isn't there. And that's how we can change the gezira through our davening. It has the power to affect the whole entire universe. And that's really what we're trying to do here tonight. Also, when we get together, we sing. I hope that I can contribute tonight a little bit. I want to try to teach you guys a very beautiful niggun, very nice song. We have the words here also, so a little bit later I'll try to do that. But if we can, just try to put away our phones and try to connect together to create a new reality, a new mitzvah, something me'al hateva. Something which is very unique. Soon, Amir Tzav Hashem, some food is going to come out also. We're not here for the food, so just a little bit of an extra benefit. We can make a bracha. This was the tzaddik. He should daven for us also. And I want to thank all the Rabbanim, Chesky, and everybody who came tonight to participate and to make this evening very, very special.
Na 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 na
Na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na Da 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 la 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 la.
Just to be honest, you ran out of breath. Someone open a window.
I actually just threw my box so bad. Shizer Fuchs, the Rebbeim are here, Chevra. So, to even say the word, Zer Kodesh, the Rapshitzer, A, makes me feel like mamish and nothing. B, it brings tremendous amount of Yerushimayim. Because Baruch Hashem, my two Rebbeim are both Miderach Rapshitz. So, Rapshitzer is the king. Mamish the king. And so you guys were as kever. But just learning the Torah of the Zerach Kodesh, the Rapshitzer, his mom is like, Rav Fuchs is saying, there's something so unique about the Derech of Rapshitz. Like we ask our Rebbe all the time, Rav Matal Zilber Shlita, always ask, what's like the secret? Why is Rapshitz so geschmack? Like what's so attractive about Rapshitz? So he always says, the secret, I can't tell you. So I can't tell you. It's a hidden Derech. It's a Derech. It's not a real Derech. Tonight's a very big night in Sfiras Omer. As we've moved on to the second half now of Sfiras Omer. And Stam, if anyone knows a little bit, tonight's number night 26, which is Havaya, which is definitely something big. Also, if anyone's holding a little bit deeper, there's a concept called Ab Sagma Ben. If you don't know what that is, then it's good that you hear that. It's a concept of Ab Sagma Ben, which is all the Shemos of Havaya together. It's Gematria 232. It's Gematria exactly Yud Aleph Er. So it's a very big night in the world in general, especially by the Zerach Kodesh. So just to try to share a few diburim, something like just mechazik us as a chevra, trying to grow, trying to mechazik ourselves in Kaitzman, where like we spoke about last night, so many of our chevra was talking to the Mashkiach last week, all of a sudden the base is packed every night before Pesach, for Purim, and now it's as if guys who were here before, they don't even know what the base message is after 10 p.m., not before 10 a.m. either. So just to fire each other up, to go strong. And the rest of the world around us is taking time off to go to the beach, to sit outside and tan. We're trying to set ourselves on fire. So that happens to be that we know there's a concept that I believe it's whenever Rava would start a shir in the Gemara, he'd always start with a joke. So we'll tell a couple of maisim, share a Torah by the Rav Shitzer, b'siyata l'shmaya. So the Rav Shitzer said, where's the shorish for that? Where's the shorish for the fact that Rava tells a joke? He says, look, we're coming to Matan Torah. So we know the concept that by Purim, we just we're still holding by Purim. But in the Purim, that's toy, it's we were mekabel ratzon, and the Indian of Matan Torah, we were forced to mekabel it. So the pasuk says, right? It says the Rashi says, "Kaf alem har kigigis." Hashem put a mountain over our heads. Said, "If you accept it, good. If not, then here's your burial place." So the Rapture says, "This is exactly where the joke was. That Hashem put a mountain on top of our heads." And he said, and they said, oh, you're going to kill us? No, I'm not going to kill you guys. It's a joke. And that's how we got the Torah. So that's the Maramis, everyone, that you always have to start learning with a joke. So that's the Rapture. Like Fuchs is saying, Mamish will speak about the Barchanus and the there's so many Meisim with the Rapshitz, or just the Derech of Rapshitz. But Siyat Lishma, I'll start with the Torah. That if you look at the Zman that we're in, right, a person who says be Mizbonin, and like the Mesilas Yisharim says, Mizbodeid. To be misbodied, to think about what's going on, to be alone, just to focus what's happening around me. Eifani ba'olam, like Rabbeinu says. Just look at this zman that's going around us. So we'll start just with a Torah from the Heiliger Rav Shitzer, Zichus Yagen Aleinu, Kavod Yirtzei, Natali Tzvi, Harowitz. So like this, when we say in Leil Seder, we said, Avadim hayinu l'par b'mitzrayim. Right, we were vading to par b'mitzrayim. It says, Mora al hayitzahara. It says, Paro, al pi pnimi satora, there's always a remez to Yetzirah. That paro is osios peh ra. Right? Right? A mouth that speaks bad. A bad mouth. Ki paro hayayonek me'achori ha'oref. It says in the Nekuda of Paro, the Arizal speaks about this in Shar Kavanos. He says that the meaning of paro is that if you take the osios paro, it's osios ha'oref, which is the back of the neck. What does the back of the neck mean? What does that mean that paro's there? That when a person wants to speak, it comes up, the air comes up from your lungs and goes through your throat and it comes out your mouth. So the Nekud of Paro, the Ariya Kadosh, says that Mitzrayim is the lashon of tsar, which means tight. If you look, what's the tightest part of a person's body? It's your neck. So what Mitzrayim, what the Nekud of Paro is, al pipnimis Torah, is that he doesn't let you speak Diburim Shal Kedusha. He keeps it what? As Paro's pera. Kimo mishen nechtav lo davar migrona. Is this something has something stuck in their throat? They can't breathe, they can't talk. And they can't get out of Dibur. So that's what the Zera Kodesh tells us. That the Nekud of Paro is Pera. However, we look at the last 3 months that we've been in. Let's start by Purim. The Gemara in Megillah says that no one knew how to speak Lashon Hara like Haman. Haman Arasha. Happens to be at Esther's Gematria Lashon Hara. She's the one who defeats that Lashon Hara. That's what I'm bringing down. So start by Purim. By Purim already, we see there's an inyan of Lashon Hara, of speaking. The Arizal's Megalat, the inyan of Pesach. He says Pesach is the notrikon, is really the word. Pesach is peh, the mouth, sach, that speaks. Because the Arizal brings down that in Mitzrayim was Galus HaDibor. We didn't have Dibor. We weren't able to speak. So let's continue. We have Paro, which says Pera. Reb Nassim Breslover brings down that we keep saying every night Sviyas Omer. Right? You say the Shem Yichud, or you say the Ribon Shalom after. You recognize this. You say every night the following words. You say Sviyas Omer, Kimoshkas, Batoro, Sfartan, Lachem, Imachas, Hashabas, Miyaviyachem, Es Omer HaTenufa, Sheva Shabbasas, Timimas. So we're bringing Omer Tenufa. That's the whole idea of Sviyas Omer, the Omer Tenufa. So Reb Nassim says, what's Omer Tenufa? Is Tenufa, Zosios Tenu Peh. That you're getting a Peh. You're getting your mouth. You're learning how to speak during the Sviyas Omer. This Parsha, Emor, like all from down, Emor Valmarta, it says twice at the very beginning. It's again an Indian of Amira. The whole Sefer Vayikra is Karbanos. We know the Tefillah of Makom Karbanos today. Right? That's Parm Sifasenu. Dafka Shayat lips again. Rav Avram Shor Shlita, who spoke here to our yeshiva, which is very gishmak. It's mamash, a tremendous chus that we had him speaker. You have no idea. He says, what was the sin of the Talmid Rebbe Akiva? It says they died of a disease called Askara, which is something, it's like suffocating, something in the throat. He says, why daft in the throat? It's because the Talmid Rebbe Akiva, when it says, lo nagu kavod zebezeh, it means that they were speaking Lashon Hara. They had a pagam in Dibor. So if you look at everything that's going on, Purim, Pesach, we're coming to Pesach Shein this week. Everything's about what? It's all surrounded around this inyan of Dibor, Tenu Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu is Kavad Peh. What's going on? Hamzid al Piremez, Tainash Remez, thought of this last year. Is that if you take the word ER, which we're holding in now, which is the majority of Sefiras Omer in ER, so there's a concept called Miloy in Gematrias, which means that you have a word and you can spell it. For example, an Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei. So you take ER b'Miloy, so Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei is 111, Yud is Yud Vav Dalet is 20, it's 131, Yud again is Yud Vav Dalet is 20, it's 151, and Resh is Resh Yud Shin, it's 510. You know what's 510 plus 151? 661 is Gematria Lashon Hara. Is that again, the Avoda, I think it's brought down the Imre Noam, the Avoda of ER, is where, how do I speak? What's my Dibor like? How do I talk? The Zman now, however, is to Mekadesh or Dibor, to get a Peh, to new Peh. Like Rabbi Raviol Rakovsky says, he says, Paro is also Osios Peh Rea. Rea means a friend. To take that Peh Ra that we all have, and to turn it into a Peh Rea. Vahavta L'Rea Chakamocha. It should be a friendly mouth, used for Dibur and Shal Kedusha. As far as I point out, it's Megala by Rabbi Nachman, beginning of the Kutim Aran, that I've said this 1,000 times last week, that we know, Mirtz Hashem, Shibizocha to the Oros of Lag BaOmer, that on top of Rashbi's Kever, and this is in Gemara, when all the Chachamim said, oh, Torah is going to be forgotten from Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai stepped up and said, no, it's a Pasuk in Devarim. The Pasuk says, Ki lo si shachach mi pizaro. It won't be forgotten. Torah will not be forgotten from us. So Reb Nachman points out, if you take the last letters of Ki, Lo, Si Shachach, Mipi, Zaro, is Sofitevos Yochai. It says, Mipi Zaro, Mipi Zaro Dafka. From the Zera of Yochai, which is Shimon, so Rashbi was the one who took Achrayas, that Torah should be by us today. But everyone here knows Danny Ellenbogen. So Danny Ellenbogen's great uncle is a big tzaddik in Meir Sharim, Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter. I think it's okay to quote Rav Shechter in this yeshiva, no? So he says, picks up, on why Dafka, it could have just said, Kilosi Shachach Mizaro. Why Dafka, Kilosi Shachach Mipizaro? From the mouth of the Zera. Why Dafka there? So Chavra, let's leave just a couple lines from Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter in a sefer on Lag Bomer. This is what he says here. It says, "V'dekutim Aran, Torah Lamed Dalad." Rabbeinu says in the pasuk, "Vayivarech eschem kasher diber lechem." Says in the Devarim, "Vayivarech eschem kasher diber lechem." Kifi hadibur shelachem, according to the dibur that you guys speak, ken you hashpal shelachem. That's going to be the shefa that comes down. Pshuto kimashmo, mamash pashut. Eich shishadabru ken yeh. According to how you speak, that's how it's going to be. "Vayivarech eschem kasher diber." Meaning what? Kifi hadibur kena brachos. According to how you speak, that's the brachos that are come down. She'im tedabru bebrachos. If you speak b'derech brachos and Torah and Tefillah and Pnimius and Yir Shemayim, tizgu lebrachos. You're going to be zochah lebrachos. V'rabbeinu mevi divrei Yerushalmi al pasuk rabos asisa ata Hashem Elokai. Zehu kodem antor. That's before Matan Torah. Aval achar Matan Torah harchev picha v'amleu. That widen your mouth and I'm going to fill it up. Kimeashin in the Torah, Nimshach, Koach, Rab Dibur Shlanu. After the fact that we have Matan Torah, we have a tremendous Koach in our Dibur that we don't understand. Who Koach Norav Nifla, it's unbelievable. The Kadosh Baruch Hu Omerlanu, Hashem says to us, Harche Picha, open up your mouth. Dibru Diburim Kidoshim, speak Diburim Kidoshim. Ukifi HaDibur Shalachem, B'Torah U'Tfila, and according to the Dibur you speak in Torah and Tfila, Yer Shemayim, Kain Anhig Vechias, Kol Halamos. That's how I'm going to guide and supervise all the worlds. Gevalt hakol talib imrei pi adam. It's all taloi and how a person speaks. However, everything in the world is just taloi on a dibor. So Yaakov Meir Shechter says that's why it says kilosi shachach mi pi zaro. Dafka from the mouth, because that's what it is. However, that's our koach today. It's the mouth. We have in our Gemara and Sukkah when it quotes all the gevaldig madrigos of Yochanan ben Zakkai. So it quotes. To go look at the Gemara in Erev, and I believe it's Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, that the pasuk there says, "Ki chayim heim lemotzeihem ulechol basaro marpe." Sounds to be not for now, but ulechol basaro marpe is gematria Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That's not for now. So the pasuk says, "Ki chayim heim lemotzeihem." So what does that mean, Chevra? Ki chayim heim, because Torah is chayim, it's life to those lemotzeihem who find it. So the Gemara says, no. Not to those who find it, Ella lemotzeihem bepeh. Those who say it out with their mouth. Speak diburim. How many people, and I'm guilty of this also, we learn with our eyes. Right? We learn with more food in our mouth than Torah in our mouth. However, use your mouth. Speak diburim kidoshim. We say in Tehillim, in Hallel, he'emanti ki adaber. So Rav Nachman brings out in the Kutim Aran, he'emanti. Why? Why do I have emunah? Ki adaber, because I speak about emunah. That whatever I speak about, that's mashpi'at me, what I am, who I am. And we know that if you look, there's only two things that are at the center of the body. Right? The nose is two nostrils, so that's not on the center. It's the mouth sarving down, B'nai Sasser quotes this. It's the mouth and the bris milah. We know that the bris kodesh, Yosef Atzadik, represents all kedusha. So Svarim say that what? That if you take gematria peh, which is good, it's the mouth, is 85, it's gematria exactly milah. That according to how you speak, that's midgala where you're holding in Kedusha. That when you speak Diburim Kedushim, you're Makadish yourself. However, if anyone here is having trouble with Inyanim with girls or Shomer Negiah, start speaking Diburim Kedushim, Svarim say. When I start to speak Diburim, that's the Nekuda, however, to Makadish yourself like that. Again, I'm guilty of this also, but we need to hear it. We're so easy just to speak negatively. Like, for example, not in a bad way, but it's just things that we don't train our mouths. And not that I'm offended by this, but someone came up to me today and they said, "Oh, look, I have this sefer, a beautiful sefer." And I was like, oh, very nice. He's like, oh, it's not Hasidus, so you're probably not going to learn it. I mean, okay, I'm not offended by that, and I enjoy that. But, like, what's the point? Like, what, I'm saying, what's the point of saying those diburim? I mean, we just don't think. Our mouths are so quickly to move. Again, it's just an example that happened today, but it's everything. How many guys here, someone offends you, and you just right back? How about the work on our dibur? It's so important. This is everything we have, all the hashpahs. And I can tell you firsthand in Shalom Bayis, it's hard. And I trip up all the time in it. But we have to mechazik each other. I was talking to one of the chever, I think Danny Gerari. I was talking to Danny about it. I said, the nekud is, we have to mechazik it. Danny said, there's a chevra who took upon themselves that if anyone speaks Lashon Hara, and they see them talking, they're gonna say it. Remember, we took upon ourselves not to speak Lashon Hara. It's givadik. That's what we should be doing. We have to work on it. Chever, because this is the Kedusha. Pesach, Tenufa. Chever, we have to work on it. And it's an avoda. And it's a hard avoda. And something we do more than anything else. But this is the avoda from the Zerah Kodesh telling what the whole nekuda of what Paro wants to trip us up on. Of what Mitzrayim wants to mess us up in. A malik. Right? Everything is what? Don't speak Dibur Kedoshim. Chever, the Iker, speak. Like it's brought down by Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter. He says one of the best things about a breslover is that you always see a breslover walking on the street, they're always moving their mouth. Because one of the biggest things Rabbeinu was mamish told them is what? Speak Diburim Kedoshim. You're walking in the street, speak to the Borei Olam. Speak to your chavrusas. When you're learning, speak it out. And chaver, that's the avoda, I think, of the Zman now that we've had the last couple of months, is to use our peh for Kedusha. And just tied into the Hilig HaRapshitzer, just two maisim about the Indian of how the rapture spoke and had a peh kadosh mamish. It says, Maisa heard from Shlomo Karlbach, spoke at the Lubavitcher Rebbe's, after the Lubavitcher Rebbe passed away, at a hesped for him. And he said that there was one time, there was a big tzaddik, Uri Strelitzker. It's called the Saraf Mi Strelitzk, right? The fire from Strelitzk. So there's one time that the three of the Strelitzker's Talmidim, after Strelitzker passed away, that they came to the Hilig HaRapshitzer. And when they walked into the room to the Rapshitzer, they saw a guy coming right before him, you know, a guy who was mamash Malei Averos, not all the various you can think of. So the guy walks into the room and right in front of the Rapshitzer, and before he even opens his mouth to the Rapshitzer, he says to him, let me ask you a question. Does Hashem treat you so bad that you treat Hashem so bad? And on the spot, the guy mamash fainted. He passed out. It's awesome. Those three Talmidim in the Strelitzker were just sitting there, and they just started dying of laughter. Started mamash laughing. The Rapshitzer said to them, what's wrong with you guys? Another Jew's mamash just fainted, and you guys are laughing at him? What's wrong with you? So he said, Rebbe, let us explain. Before Rebbe Strelitzker passed away, we said to him, Rebbe, when you die, how are we going to find the Rebbe? Your Kodesh Kodashim, how are we going to find the Rebbe? He says, I'll tell you how you know who's your Rebbe. So when you see a tzaddik that can mamish clean out the neshama of a Jew with his mouth in 1 second, that's how you know he's going to be your Rebbe. And that was the mouth of the Rapshitzer. In 1 second, he mamish cleaned out a Jew. Mamish 1 second, the peck cutters the Rapshitzer. And just last maisa, if you never heard this before, it's kedai to hear this, just to know, like our freaks are saying, the barchanas, the funniness of the Rapshitzer, is probably one of my favorite maisim. That there's one time that the Rapshitzer was in Lublin. You guys were there, no? By the Chosin? So he's in Lublin. I know he was learning the base measures there, and he started learning. And all of a sudden, like he's in the middle of his learning, and he all of a sudden heard someone crying. And he didn't know what he brushed it off. He said, okay, it's probably someone passing by. He's in a very poor village. And also he just kept learning. And again, the crying got louder and louder. He's like, I don't, whatever. And he kept learning, and the crying mamash just started piercing his ears. He says, okay, I can't, what is going on here? Like, I have to go find this. A Jew's in pain. What's going on? So he went outside. He went to go to the room where it was. And he walks into the room and sees that there's a girl in her wedding dress. Mamish hysterical crying. So Rapshitzer looks at her and says, What's wrong? This is like your wedding. What's the issue? She says, please, it's too embarrassing. No. What's it? Please tell me. I want to help you. She says, I'm so embarrassed. What are you embarrassed about? Please tell me. So basically, my chasna and I, we don't have any money. We're mamish poor. And for our chasna, we barely could afford anything. And I said, I took it upon myself that I'm going to afford one thing. I'm gonna pay for the barchin. And the barchin is by the chasidim, they have a comedian in the middle of the chasna. I was at the Rav Matal invited us to his grandson's Shev Brachos last year. And again, I didn't understand why it was all in Yiddish, but I've never seen the Rebbe, mamish, thousands of chassidim in one room, just dying of laughter. Like he was talking about some bear learning Kabbalah. I have no idea what it was, all Yiddish, but it's very funny. But there's an inyan of a barchan, someone who gets up in the middle of the wedding and he tells jokes, right? He makes jokes. So she said, all I had to do was just get the barchan, and I couldn't even afford it. And I couldn't do anything. I can't possibly walk down my chuppah. And the rabbi said, oh, you need a barchan? Wow. It happens to be that I'm just on vacation, but I'm actually a professional barchan. And she said, No. I'll do it, mamash, for free. Don't worry, I'm professional. I'm very good at this. And she said, yeah, but you don't know my father. You don't know my in-laws. You don't know anyone here. How are you going to... You need to know people to do something. And it's like, don't worry about it. I'm a professional barchan. My mamash going to do it. Okay, so she says, okay, fine. So she walks down the chuppah, givah, dancing, it's very gishmak. And then they get up, okay, time for the barchan. And she's mamash starts sweating. She's like, oh my God, he's going to mess up. It's going to be terrible. And all of a sudden, he comes out, the Rapshitzer. The Rapshitzer gets up, and she's like, oh, this is going to be a disaster. And Chevra, within 5 minutes, the place is out. Everyone fell off the chairs just from dying of laughter. He's talking about the father-in-law, the sister-in-law, the chassan, the kala, the rabbi. The place is in mamish. It was as if he was the greatest comedian of all time. As if he knew everyone, like he studied them for years. And it was unbelievable. Mamish unbelievable. She was so happy. And everyone says, where did you find this barchan from? Oh, I didn't think you would get such a great barchan. You're the best kala ever. This is amazing. So it happens to be that at that same time in Lublin, there's a big tzaddik in Lublin, I'm sure you guys have heard of him, the Chozem in Lublin. So now, there's a halacha that a lot of people do this, more by the saying, it's not so known in our time, but a lot of tzaddikim do this, it's called Tikkun Chatzos. That on Chatzos at nighttime, whenever Chatzos is, that there's a tefillah that's basically, it's crying over the Beis HaMikdash. It's you sit on the floor. All right, some tzaddikim are knowing that they put ashes on themselves, sit by a corner, and there's a whole tikkun leah, tikkun rachel. So now they avoda by the Chozem Lublin. When he'd said tikkun chatzos, imamish, it was a big time avoda. I mean, when he would leave the room, there would be puddles of water from his tears of crying over the Beis HaMikdash. Imamish, he'd get so broken over the galus hashchina. So it was chatzos, and you know, the Chozem went into his makom to go do tikkun chatzos, and all of a sudden he just tried to tap in. And Imamish couldn't tap into the sadness. He couldn't tap into Avilis, to Churban. Imamish didn't know what was going on. He kept trying, and nothing was there. And he said, you know, maybe something's going on. He tried again. He couldn't even cry. All he had was simcha. He's just such a mali simcha. So he found one of his shamashim. He said, okay, something's going on right now that's not normal. Something in Lublin is going on. Go around the town, find something. So the guy goes around, comes back a half hour later, and says, no. He's like, everyone's sleeping. There's no lights on in the whole town. I don't know what you're talking about. He says, no, okay, fine. So maybe go to like the poor areas. Fine, so he goes to the poor areas. And finally he goes and comes back. And the Chozem says, oh, you found something. What was it? He says, I'm not sure what's going on. But in like the poor village over there, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. He says, the poor village, there's that tiny little wedding hall that's mamish for the poorest of the poorest. And I just looked into the window and everyone there is dying of laughter. I don't know what's going on, but you have to go check it out. So Chozem says, okay, this is mamash what it is. I have to go see what's happening. And the Chozem went, and also he looks through the window, and he sees the Rapshitzer doing barchanas. And the Heilige Chozem says, says, tonight, there's no avelis for the Shechina. The Rapshitzer is mamash being misamech, shemayim and arts, shemayim so much, there's no shaykh tikkantzot. Is that everyone thought the Rapshitzer was doing barchanas, that he was talking to the chassan, the kala, the in-laws. Is that, you know what the Rapshitzer did? He's mechavin his das, you know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be Misamech the Borei Olam right now. What? Because I have a Dibur Peh. I'm going to speak Diburim Kedoshim. And just to bring Simcha to the Borei Olam. And the Chol says that's what he's doing. There's such a Simcha in Shemayim that there's no Sheikh, there's no Churban tonight. Chevra, this is the Peh of the Rapshitzer. The Peh Kadosh. Rapshitzer, he worked on himself tremendously, Chevra. Is that everyone in Rapshitz, the whole Avodah of Rapshitz, is the Rebbe always says, Ramat says, there's two Ikarim in Rapshitz. It's called Torah and Tefillah. You want to know where you're going to get a dibur of kedusha from? It's pushing yourself in Torah. It's pushing yourself to be here when it's hard. Kaitzman, it's hard. Push a little bit. Tefillah. Tefillah needs such work. The Gemara says tefillah is something that stands the highest point in the world and it's mamish stepped on by everyone. To work on tefillah. Like the Refuge is saying, the Rapshitzer is tefillah, so mamish held up the world. Besus the Rapshitzer, again, whatever I could say about the Rapshitzer is mamish. Ayin ve'efes. It's just to mechazik each other. It's just b'schus the chevra. Chevra v'zocha to the oros the rapshitzer. And like the rapshitzer was mismeach l'shchina, we should be mismeach l'shchina. And v'zocha that they have the gula shlema b'siyat l'shmaya.
Listen, I have some words here. I'm trying to see them in the dark a little bit. You can pass these around. the Niggun, that song that's got pretty big in all the yeshivos. The words mean, Vihine Hashem Nitzav Olav, that behold Hashem is standing above him. Miloicha La'aretz Kevodo, he fills the whole world with his honor, with Hashem's honor. Mabit Olav, he looks down upon him. Uvochin Klaios Valev, and he's able to look inside the kishkas of a person. Imavad.